This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what it feels like to face insurmountable challenges. And the past few days, I've really been thinking about the survivors of some of these horrific storms that we've been faced with and what words of encouragement I would have for them. And I just would want to say that there is nothing insurmountable or impossible with God. And of course, we recall Peter's time in jail during the Passover celebration. And the night before his trial, he was in chains and surrounded by 18 men. But the scriptures show us that no problem is surmountable for God. Just when it looked the bleakest for Peter, God suddenly revealed his hand. The scripture states that there was suddenly a bright light in the cell, and an angel of the Lord stood before Peter. And so this passage about Peter's unsolvable situation made me think about our own journeys in life, and the storm survivors have lost homes and precious memorabilia, and there's an indefinite period of time to go without power. But we also know that it is true that God does his best work with those situations that seem insurmountable. So let us cling to these words and continue to have the hope in our hearts. And it's not to say that any situation, you may not be a storm survivor, but you may be trying to survive another storm. Let us be inspired that nothing is impossible without God. And so let us cling to these few words: for nothing will be impossible with God. Luke 1:37. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, your Father is a Father of the impossible. So let's serve him.